Hello, Danielle. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me.
What kind of fines are being racked up by homeowners?
So what we've found in the city is that often the Historic District Landmarks Commission is public enemy number one in full control historic districts. And it's really a shame because what the HDLC does is so important to protect the architectural integrity of our neighborhoods. If, you know, especially post-Katrina, were it not for the HDLC and the design guidelines that they enforce, prospective developers could have come in and torn apart our historic architecture to cheaply build, you know, new spec housing or Airbnbs. It's really wonderful that we have these historic district guidelines in place to protect the architectural integrity of our neighborhoods. However, we know that the guidelines do unfortunately affect low-income homeowners. And there's a terrible cycle that can happen that if someone has inherited their home or they bought their home long before Katrina, long before property values, you know, rose so dramatically in our historic districts, and they are low income or moderate income and they cannot afford to make these repairs, they get fined by the city. They have to go before the Historic District Commission and admit that they can't pay for these repairs. And basically, they just sit with the violations in perpetuity. You know, the commission will grant them more time to make the repairs, but it won't happen. And so they have to come back periodically before the commission. It's a terrible cycle. And our program hopes to fix that cycle.
How does the revival program work in relation to those fines?
So what we're doing, that the Preservation Resource Center has started the Revival Grants Program. And what we're doing is we are helping low and moderate income homeowners in full control historic districts with free exterior home repairs that will bring them into compliance with the historic district guidelines. So a homeowner has to have been cited. So they have to have this fine sitting on them. But what we're going to do is we're going to work hand in hand with the HDLC at City Hall, and we're going to all agree on a scope of work to repair these homeowners' homes. The PRC will pay for the repairs, and then the homeowner will be alleviated of this burden. They'll have a fresh, you know, freshly repaired home. They'll have no more fines, and they'll be able to hang on to what might be the most important asset that they have financially, which is their valuable home in a district that the property values just keep on rising.
So homeowners face lots of renovation costs. Does it cover the grants? Will they cover interior projects?
No, the HDLC only fine homeowners for exterior violations, and it's anything that can be seen from the street. So some people think that HDLC fines are just for the front of a house, but actually if you can see the side of your home or even part of the back of your home from the public right-of-way, you can be cited if you are in violation for anything on your house, you know, that's not up to code. So homeowners can have everything from windows and door problems to inappropriate fences. Perhaps gutters are falling down or missing, brackets. It can be any number of things that we can step in and help them finance the repairs for.
There are a lot of historic neighborhoods in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. This one's just for the Treme this time, right?
Yes, we are piloting the program in Treme because we see that Treme is especially threatened. The property values have risen so dramatically in recent years, and there's been so much short-term rental activity that we've heard from community members that it has displaced huge amounts of original homeowners from that neighborhood. So we know that Treme is uniquely threatened, and we are looking to pilot the program specifically in Treme. We're already finding homeowners to work with, and that's really exciting. And everyone we talk to who we could potentially help in that neighborhood is so proud to be from Treme, and all they want is to hang on to their home and hang on to their way of life, despite what seems like all odds at this point. And so there are so many factors at work, you know, displacing people in our historic districts in New Orleans. Historic preservation should not be one of them. And we want to step in and put our money where our mouth is to help people hang on to that asset and, you know, make it as beautiful as it could be.
Are there other historic preservation groups watching and seeing how this one might work and it might live in other communities eventually?
As far as we know, we are the first to be doing this sort of work, and word is really getting out and everyone's watching to see what we're going to do. The National Trust actually gave us two grants. The first was the Innovation Grant. The second was the African American Cultural Heritage Action Fund grant. They were so excited that we were piloting this program in Treme that they gave us a large grant to help fund the project in its pilot year because they know how important the Tremé neighborhood is to the African-American heritage and culture of this city. And so we're really, really grateful to the National Trust for that support and their blessing and, you know, their belief in us that we're gonna really knock this out of the park.
Because we know how to do it right in New Orleans.
That's right.
Danielle, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me.